Hey, Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello, everyone.
Sawadee kap, hey, Matt. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
And Matt, allow me to get straight to the point, I guess. I want to talk today about two characters, two people who at this point in time are on social media saying that they're connected to the White House. They're connected to Donald Trump. They're best buddies. You know, there's been a lot of commotion because of this, I think. A lot of Cambodians believe in what they're saying. Even some Thai people have honestly been confused by this. And I feel like a lot of people are wondering it. And we just really need someone to come out and show us or tell us or explain to us just exactly what's going on, who these people are. Are they really connected to the White House? Are they really best buddies with Donald Trump? So I'll let you go ahead and do your thing.
Michael Alfaro and Gary Franchi are now entering at a time where the media has since evolved. And what's interesting is that I don't really want to blame the president personally. I mean, I could go on about the president separately. This whole situation is very opportunistic for a number of reasons. Why can people come in and actually achieve what they achieved? We can't deny that they came here and they captured the attention of millions of people. That's a fact. If we zoom in on this situation in particular, just a few years ago in 2021, the Cambodian government implemented a policy that all of the internet traffic has to first go through a government server. So the internet has already been kind of like throttled, but it's definitely being surveilled. In addition to the fact that like hundreds of civic organizations have been closed, independent media, there's very few of it left. And so I think that it was obvious to any opportunistic person that if they went there and they had a chance to do what seemed to be like a hole in the media, that they would win praise. And the rest is what we saw. Why in the world could you go into any country outside of the United States and present yourself as someone who has a credential from the White House and that they would care? And so I think that if you are someone who is looking for opportunities to use, you know, other people's pain so that you can grow, for example, like if you can find a conflict happening like in South America or maybe, you know, in Ukraine, these types of things, I don't think that if you showed up in the Ukraine and said like, I have a White House press credential, that would matter. And